Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of Triple Child Tell. This is a very special reading event we have going on this evening for the new moon. So we're welcoming in the energy of Taurus and the fertile energies of spring. You know, with this new moon, it acts as a passageway to the spirit world for us to manifest our desires into this reality. So very excited to bring hopefully good news with this reading. I'm your host for tonight, Aluna, and I'm joined by my always faithful companion, Tarouk Vishal.
Good evening, everyone.
And we just want to say thank you so much if you have kept up with us on the IG. We're getting pretty popping on there, hooking up the nice fonts and posters. So welcome, and I'm going to go ahead and begin by shuffling the deck. And while I do that, Tarouk, what sort of energies are you picking up as we're venturing forth into the heart of spring, you know, with this Taurus energy?
Well, a lot of earth energy, you know. The new moon has started. We're now waxing, so it's time to get that magic ready, you know, working those spells to bring money and abundance. So I'm definitely going to be working on my magic this week and the coming weeks leading up to the full moon. It's a very powerful time.
Very powerful.
Very powerful time. So I'm definitely going to take advantage of this. I'm going to start actually tonight working on my magic and just bringing forth that energy and taking charge. You know, that bull, strong, headstrong energy. I'm definitely going to be channeling it and calling it down with the moon energy as well. It's going to be very,
intense.
I really can't wait. I really can't wait to start.
Me neither. This fertile energy is also represented by the Empress in tarot. Okay, manifestation.
And you know the Empress is definitely about that creativity and abundance and having that imagination. Yes, giving birth, and it's also very earth oriented. The Empress is, you know, about the earth. She is mother of all. You know, she's. So it's very much money. It's about money, about that green, you know, the spring, the leaves, the flowers. It's all coming into bloom. So it's definitely about taking that energy and harnessing it, you know, for people out there who know about harnessing and collecting that spiritual, magical energy around you from the trees and the flowers and all of this spring energy. You have to use it to your advantage and bring it into your spell work, into your ritual. That's very important. It'll help you boost your magic. So, yeah.
Interesting. You better lay it on there. Okay, well, I have the reading here.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's cool. No, you were deep in. I have the reading here, and I'm picking up on a little bit of that energy as well. Also, the message that comes with this spread that I'm looking at right now is to take charge and kind of own that energy, just like you were saying, collecting that energy, getting in tune with Mother Nature. So let's begin. The present position that I'm seeing here is the Wheel of Fortune. How about that? Luck, a change. Okay, this is a new cycle, a new season drawing in with this new moon. Definitely the time to take advantage of this. You can swing the odds in your favor, okay? This is basically a gift of abundance from Gaia herself, you know? So really take time, because there's so many different paths that's represented within the wheel. You know, it's very important to be attuned to what you really, really want, okay? Have some direction, have some sort of, you know, because it's saying, like, just this openness of the, you know, with the new moon and that being that portal way to the divine, she's just showering us right now with blessing energy, fertile soil to you know, whatever we plant will manifest and grow. So the card that's in the distant past, or the energy of what we're transitioning from, is the Four of Cups, okay? And that's why I brought up being aware of, like, really honing in on exactly what you want, because the Four of Cups talks about a meditative state, one that's very contemplating, though. So in the depiction of this card, we have a gentleman who's seated at a desk, and he has three cups before him. And there's a hidden cup, okay, that's more embellished or embroidered, has jewels and things like that in the background, but he can't really see it. He looks sort of dissatisfied, almost meditative. I would say more meditative, because that's off of the Rider-Waite interpretation. But
yeah,
it seems like he's so, you know, he's not really moving. He's not really ready to take action. And this card does symbolize emotional dissatisfaction. So you've been kind of stagnant in this energy of where you're coming from. And, you know, so much is being opened up to you if only you would just sort of see and set your trajectory to aim towards it. Okay.
That's what this show is for. That's what this show is for. Whoever's listening,
to definitely bring
they're
that
in that
insight,
four,
right?
You know, they're in that Four of Chalices mentality right now. But this show that you're listening to right now, it's gonna take you to that Wheel of Fortune and get you on and moving to where you need to go. Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. So the next card that follows is the Queen of Wands. So we're seeing a lot of action here. I know we're focusing on the Earth of Taurus, but the real message here seems to be what sort of action or initiative we need to be taking. So with this queen coming up, you know, she's a very authoritative, dominant queen. You know, this energy is very fiery. The wands represent the ego, expansion, entrepreneurship. So she's a very takes charge woman for all the ladies
out there
listening.
What position is this card in?
This is, I would say this is the environmental, I'm sorry, the immediate influences, okay? It's coming right after the distant past. So I'm picking up on this is the energy that we need to take upon, that very charged, take forth sorcery is also represented in this card. This is a very enigmatic and, you know, mesmerizing woman. So she's almost...
Yes.
Well, not even almost. She's into using her feminine wiles to bring about her way, get what she wants, and get what she needs. And don't
That's
be afraid
magic.
Of that energy.
It's magic.
You know,
yeah.
Don't be afraid of that charm that you have, or stepping into that magic that you have to bring about your desires, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the card that I'm seeing next that follows is the Page of Swords. And normally pages represent the start of something. So, again, this is a start of – well, swords represent ideas. So this is a start of some new idea that you have, a creative adventure, you know, and you're very enthusiastic about it. So in that meditative state that you were possibly in the past, okay, wondering what your next step is going to be, should you take this on, what's going to give you your next fulfillment. Mm-hmm. This is a new chapter opening up for all of us. And – this card is telling you that to be open to knowledge, be enthusiastic about learning, and, you know, be sort of like whimsical in a childlike, have a childlike fancy to bring about or follow after something. You know, get engaged with something that you've been putting off wanting to get into, whether it's tarot, you know, listening to our tarot show for the first time and being interested in tarot, or any other venture that you might have. You know, it's really going to fulfill you. Okay, and the final result, okay, the last card of tonight's spread is the Ace of Wands, okay? So we have another wand here, and like I said, the wands represent expansion, entrepreneurship, you know, getting out there and holding up your torch to the world and watching it grow, you know, watching that fire just catch blaze on everything and light it up. And it you know, fire can be destructive, but it can also be harnessed to do good and empower a lot of things in life. So that's definitely what we're seeing with this ace, okay? It's the start of something. It's the start of that. So the ideas that you're having, the concept, whether it be artistic, whether it be intellectual with the page, you know, this next card and final card is telling you to take that forth and bring it to the world. We all can take a little bit from this because I know I need to follow my own advice sometimes. But it's definitely saying that, you know, you have that beacon that can definitely shine. And if you are familiar with the rest of the cards in the wand suit, you see that it grows on to be this magnificent, you know, sort of life, you know, this real vigorous and eventful life that's full of many experiences within the suit of wands. So this is only the start, and it's so much potential that's being open, you know, possibilities that are open to you, again, with the wheel. So definitely take advantage of it. The earth is fertile now, so plant your desires and watch them grow. And that's basically what I see for tonight's reading. Is there anything you want to add to this, Tarouk?
As far as, like, individual or the whole thing?
Whatever you want to add.
Individual cards.
Whatever you're feeling.
Huh?
I mean, just the reading in general. The reading in general. What do you?
Well, you would have to repeat them one by one for me if you want me to.
Well,
kids,
okay. So the present position was the Wheel of Fortune. Then in the
distance. Well, I
gave
the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune is the Wheel of Fortune is taking advantage of that situation right now. Taking advantage of that Taurus energy. You know, this is about money coming unexpectedly, windfall, things just all of a sudden just taking off for you, and also understanding your destiny, comprehending what you have to do, what your path is. This is a time of clarity. So with the wheel card, that's what I see with the wheel card.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what follows is the Four of Chalices.
Well, you know, in my deck, the African deck, the Four of Chalices, you know, that can also mean economic stability, you know. It can definitely mean that, and also new beginnings. I know it can symbolize, you know, the stagnation and then having that, you know, kind of like partial satisfaction of having all of it, but it can also mean having economic stability. So, yeah. Now, the one after that was the Queen of Wands, correct?
Yes, it was.
And the Queen of Wands, I feel like that's directing towards magic. The Queen of Wands, you know, you have to charm the universe. You have to tell the universe what you want. You have to, you know, put it all out there. You can't hold anything back when you're doing magic. You have to put all emotion, all feelings into your spell work, into your ritual work when you're doing magic, and definitely charming and seducing the universe to fulfill and bring forth your will. So I definitely see the Queen of Wands in a magical aspect as far as ritual and spell work.
Very good. Nice. Okay, so the card that's after that is the Page of Swords, and then what follows is the Ace of Wands.
The Page of Swords. Now, the Page of Swords, that card in my African deck, it can symbolize desire for improvement, wanting to, you know, gain or get greater things in life, and also striving for better. So, you know, all of these cards that you're pulling up, they all add up to this Taurus new moon energy of new things. And then you said the final result was the Ace of Wands, correct?
Yes.
And, you know, that card, it's about beginnings. It's about creation. It's about a starting point. It's about taking initiative and not being stagnant, not being that Four of Chalices, which whoever's listening, you're at that right now, but by the time that you're done listening to the show, you're about to get things done and light those candles, okay, and get this magic going, because there's too many stagnant people out there who, you know, need to be doing magic, are over here, oh, why is this not happening, why is nothing moving in my life? Oh, the new moon, yeah, but yeah, you can't do no spell work. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so easy to complain about things, but not put forth any effort, you know?
Absolutely. So I think pretty much we have summed it up. I think this was a really good message from the universe, something that all of us can take hold of. I know, you know, it's so easy to say, okay, well, just be in the spur of the moment of saying, I'm going to do it. But again, like you said, it's actually putting in the work. And you don't always have to be so showboy about your work as well. Keep things hidden.
Oh, no.
Yourself.
Magical practitioners, people who really do magic, real magical people, what is it to know, to dare, to will, and to keep silent? You have to keep silent about what you do. You can't be out here talking about bragging and, you know, this and that. You have to stay quiet and work in the shadows, okay? That's
absolutely
what real witches do. Definitely, definitely.
Absolutely. So, again, we hope this reading was very helpful to you, those out there listening. Definitely take heed. Do feel free to inbox us if you have any questions, if you want a private consultation.
Yes.
We are open for those. Okay, I am your host, Aluna, accompanied by my co-host, Tarouk Bashal.
And with that, we wish you all a good evening and a merry new moon, waxing moon. Get your candles out, people. Do your spell work. Stop being lazy. Come on. Come on, witches. Let's get it. Come on, witches.
And with that, we say good night.
Good night.